once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the hustling nation of Sri Lanka, where people definitely are out to make a buck. Yes, they are. Now, interesting experiences at all times in a place like this. You know, people, for the sake of survival, will do all kinds of things. But there's a difference when your survival is not contingent on the world and the world system, but rather on the provision of God. When the provision of God is what pours out into your life, you have a very different view on the world, because you know where the source is for you. You know the source of your provision. You know the source of your protection. You know the source of your life each and every day. So when you face things, when you face trials, when you face struggles, when you have to make decisions, you also know where those decisions come from, the source of those decisions, that which helps you make a good decision and a good choice. So yes, you know, amidst the trials, amidst the tribulations, amidst the tests, amidst all that we face, you know, we still press on. We press on for the mark of the high calling of who we are in Christ Jesus. We press on because we know who it is that has called us by His name to be His, to walk with Him, to please Him, to remain faithful amidst the different things that may go on that make you question your faith, question your sanity, question what it is that you're doing here. You know, I know it's not an easy thing to go through this life. You know, it's we struggle with all kinds of different things. You know, this world is set up for struggle. You know, this world is established for struggle. It is a birthing process. And with birth, there is struggle. I mean, think about the birth of a human life into this world. The human life comes into this world with pain. You know, I mean, the pain of childbearing is excruciating. So, you know, but that is the path of life. You know, this example of the butterfly, that from a caterpillar to a butterfly, and what that struggle is, and what that struggle entails for that caterpillar to come through that cocoon process and to undergo that change. And even, you know, one time a friend was telling me there was a guy that went and he saw this caterpillar struggling to come out of the cocoon, and he thought he would help it. And he went and clipped a little part of the cocoon shell to make it easier for this caterpillar to get out while it was trying to become a butterfly. And in the process of clipping that cocoon, what ended up happening was, I mean, something he found out later was, see, when the caterpillar is coming out of the cocoon, when he struggles to get out of the cocoon, part of what that process does of even coming out of that exit path for him is that it squeezes life into the wings, and it pushes certain just chemicals and fluids into the wings that helps it to have a fully functioning birth. And when he tried to clip this cocoon to help this caterpillar out, he ended up stopping that process from those wings being injected with all those important fluids that would make it for a healthy butterfly. And you know, that's, I mean, it's an incredible metaphor for the life that we go through here, which is, it's through pain and struggle and turmoil that we become strong, that we that we stand up, that we become what it is that God made us to be. It is through all of those things. That's the path of life for us. But without going down that road that Jesus would lead us on, because he is the good shepherd, leading his sheep and taking us down that road. Without that path, you and I are stillborn. See, the world, what does the world tell you? Okay, the thief cometh not but for to rob, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, right? Okay, so what does the world tell you? Here's the irony of the whole situation. What does the world tell you? The world tells you, save your life. Save your life. That's what the world tells you. Save your life in this world. There's an incredible irony in all of this. Save your life in this world is what the world tells you, and that's the path of robbing, stealing, killing, and destroying you. See, when you try to save your life in this world, you lose it. But if you lose your life for Him, for Christ Jesus, for the sake of the gospel, you will find it. There's an incredible irony in what it is that we face as children of God. And yet, we live in that. We walk in that. We move in that. We are living examples, living testimonies that there is a different way, and there's a better way, and there's a path that leads to life. And that life is something that you and I, we live each and every day that we walk with Christ. See, I know that this journey gets rough sometimes, and it is, you know, sometimes the frustrations of trying to live through this life are just, they're overwhelming, because, you know, we in general, the people of God that I know, they're peaceful people. You know, they don't want to hurt others. They don't want to destroy. They just would like to bless. But this world is not their home. And because this world is not their home, and because they're not made like the worlders, they themselves, they face struggles here, because they are seen by the world as weak. They're seen as by the world as to be taken advantage of, to be used, to be abused. And just like Jesus, you know, when he went to the cross, and when he went through that struggle of, you know, his own, I mean, he wrestled with the humanity that he had, God in flesh. When he struggled with that, there was a place of in the middle of that too, where the world, they didn't see that, you know, he was one to be protected. He was one to be watched over. He was one to be, blessed, because he's come and he's doing good, and he's blessing, and he's helping, and he's assisting, and he's healing, and he's feeding, and he's doing all of these wonderful things. No, what ended up happening was they ended up saying, nope, we're going to kill him. We're going to kill him. We're going to destroy him. We're going to end his life in this world, because people have gone after him. People have looked to him. People want what he has to say, and that dwindles our power. That dwindles our resource. That dwindles ultimately down to selfishness, political ambition, worldly ambition. Yeah. And God intended for hope for people. God intended for them to live in hope, and he provided a way for that. But because people chose darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil, they never experienced that hope. So rather what they did was they put their stock in the world. They looked for that. They looked for the axis. They looked for the angles that they could play. They tried to become something. And when they achieved in the world system, once they came to a realization, or they had the money, they had the fame, they had the girls, they had the pleasure, they had the drugs, the best drinks, the yachts, whatever. They had all of it, and they were empty. Because what you need, the core of what you need, is you're not going to find it in the world. The core of what you need is only found in one place. That is in Christ Jesus. He has what you need. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. The place where it starts and finishes. It's Him. It's always been Him. And as you trust Him, as you look to Him, He will guide you. As you ask Him, He is always there. But you know, right now, the time that we're living in is a time of incredible challenge. And people are scared. Why are they scared? Well, one thing is they have not encountered the perfect love of God. Perfect love drives out all fear. So when you live 100% immersed in the love of God, you don't have any fear. You're not afraid about tomorrow. You're not afraid about the things that may come. You're not afraid about the struggle. You're not afraid about what you might face, because you know that His grace is sufficient and He will take you and carry you through. You're not afraid. But the worlders are afraid. And when they're afraid, they do a few different things. When people are afraid, they do a few different things. One thing they do is they lash out. They lash out at others. Those that are not of benefit to them. Those that are considered a danger or a threat to their way of life or to their agenda, to whatever it is that they're doing or they have. They lash out at them. Whereas God heals those hearts where you don't feel the need to destroy, to hurt, to harm. You don't need to. Because He is your defense. He settles accounts. He makes things right. You know, what else? They lash out too. They hoard. They seek to preserve their lives. And in the process of trying to preserve their lives, they do all kinds of things. There's a destruction that comes by walking that way. But, you know, for the child of God, with what it is that we face, you know, He is faithful to carry us through. I think, you know, there's a place where, you know, for myself, you know, the attacks, they do get old. They really get old. The stalkers, they get old. You know, it's, you know, it would just be nice just to be left alone by the worlders. But, you know, it gets old. It really does. Because, you know, we are just trying to walk this thing out with the Father. And yet, these things continue to come. They continue to persist. But He that began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you stuck. Rather, He's doing a work in you. You know, recently I watched, I saw this movie again on TV. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but this, The Karate Kid. The old one, the first one. And when this guy was getting trained, he ended up, you know, that Mr. Miyagi, he ended up like having him do all these different things to, he was painting the house and, or painting the fence and washing the cars and waxing and doing all these things. But he didn't realize that in all those things that he was doing, that he was learning skills to fight. Until Mr. Miyagi then, like later on, goes and tests those skills and shows him that he'd been learning something. You know, I think there's some similarities to what we go through. See, you and I, God puts us through. You know, we get put through the ringer here. We really do. We go through a difficulty. We go through a trial. We go through so much on a regular basis. But yet, one day when you get a chance to stop and to just take a look and see, and you realize that God has been doing a work inside of you, that God has been doing something inside of you, and you're strong now where you were weak, because He's done that in you. He's made you strong. You know, with all the testing and all the firing that we go through, it makes us strong. It gives us resolve. You wouldn't be who you are right now if you hadn't gone through the things that you went through. You had to go through difficult times. You had to go through trying situations to become what God wanted you to be. There was no other way. There was no way for salvation without the crucifixion. That was it. That had to happen. Without the crucifixion, there would be no resurrection. It had to happen. And Jesus, knowing that it had to happen, willfully yielded Himself unto the Master's will for our benefit, for our ultimate good. So the Father does that for us, because He loves us. And we live in that love. We walk in that salvation that we have in Him. You and I, we trust Him. We trust Him because He loves us and He is faithful. And He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He'll always be with us. He'll always lead us. He'll always guide us. He's always going to carry us through. You and I, we've not been left without help in this life. God is near those who call out to Him with a broken and a contrite spirit. He will meet you where you're at. He will save you. And you will declare the works of the Lord. You will declare His goodness in your own life. You will declare His peace. And His promises are true. And all that see you will know that indeed there's a God in heaven because what He's done in your life. So you can trust Him. And that is faith. Faith is trust. You trust Him because you've gone through and He's always been faithful to carry you through. And you've come to the other side. If you stop and you take an inventory right now of your life, you'll realize that He's been faithful. He's been faithful to carry you through. And if you look, you can see His hand and His handiwork over all that has come before. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He's always going to be with you. Trust Him. You know, and also enjoy. Because you know what? God intended that you would enjoy this life. That you would enjoy the journey. That you would enjoy the challenge that it is to walk through this world. He wants you to know what that is. He wants you to take joy in the race. Not just look to the finish line, but to enjoy the race. So this day, enjoy the race. Enjoy what it is that God has for you. Trust Him. And He will surely carry you through. So hey, with that, God bless you guys. Love you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always, always, always love to hear from you. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.